This is Daphne Ashbrook, and I'm traveling the vortex.
Traveling the vortex.
Well, hello again from Galley, live. Well, I guess it's live for us. Not necessarily live for you. I keep saying live. I just realized that. These aren't really live at all.
You guys are probably in bed sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. We'll listen to it tomorrow. At any rate, hi. Sean from Traveling the Vortex, joined once again by Mel.
Hello.
We've been saving this one up for a little bit to kind of talk about, I mean, this is the big theme of this weekend, is it's not just Galley. It's not just a Doctor Who con. This is
Paul McGann
and the 15th anniversary of Doctor Who,
the movie.
So we've kind of been
with
saving
most of the cast.
With most of the cast, yeah. One notable absence.
He's still sad that Sylvester McCoy didn't show up. We kept holding out, hoping, and he didn't.
Nary a mention. I know he's shooting. I know he's in New Zealand, and I know he's working with Peter Jackson on The Hobbit, but I just thought, you know, it's the 15th anniversary convention. Everybody's going to be there. Sylvester's going to be there, and I'll never hear the end of this back home because we're going to talk about this now because I won't hear the end of it back home. I'm just going to refuse to answer questions from people at home. Glenn and Keith are going to be on me. Yeah, Sylvester didn't show up, and I'll be like, yeah.
But he did get talked about, and he did get mentioned, and by several of the other cast,
and very reverently too.
Yes.
I there was a lot of respect, I think, for Sylvester McCoy, which was warm to my heart because he's always been one of my favorite doctors.
And just so I don't forget, is that Paul McGann even went to the point to say that, you know, it was a real honor or privilege to have Sylvester McCoy come to the set and him regenerate from Sylvester McCoy. It just wouldn't have felt proper if that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. And Phil's adamant.
Yes.
The producer said he was adamant that they wanted Sylvester in it. They needed that continuity in his mind. And BBC apparently is the ones that said, now you're going to start from scratch and start over.
And 2 weeks prior to production is when they finally agreed to let Sylvester McCoy come and do that part of the movie.
And I thought it was also interesting that Paul McGann said he and Sylvester were friends
prior to
Doctor Who, the movie. And he kind of, Sylvester McCoy talked Paul McGann into doing it.
Yep.
Said that these are the things that he
said, you'll love it. Just go with it. Enjoy it. Be it.
Yeah.
So
we kind of skipped ahead to the panel.
Yeah.
So let's start. So Doctor Who the movie, everybody's here except Sylvester. Yes, I know.
Autographs.
So
we go downstairs. Now there's premier groups. Now premier group one was Paul McGann, Louise Jameson, E.G., also known as Agent Child. I can't get over calling him that. And Louise Jameson, which was a part of the group one. So we didn't get to do group one right away. So because of, you know, we wanted to make sure we got Phil. Because he was also going to be a part of group one, but only on Saturday and Sunday. So we waited until Saturday to come and do those. So the other ones, the other people that were available for autographs, one of which was Eric Roberts, was downstairs to where he just had a table out in the hallway to come by and get autographs.
He was kind of at the end of the row with Mark Shepard and some of the other guys.
He was at the end of the table with Mark. He was after DeLancey.
Right, yeah.
He was at the end of the row with him. So
We get down and we see, I mean, we've kind of gotten through, and I think Morgan Shepherd was the first autograph we actually got on the day. I think he was the very first one that we went
and got.
Because he was there early.
Yeah.
And Eric Roberts was down at the end of the table and didn't have a line or anything. So we went down and talked with Eric Roberts and, you know, presented the photos. We've got this one photo that's got the majority of the cast on it.
Mm-hmm. It goes Master, I think Master again.
Master Doctor, Grace, and...
Asian child.
And so we wanted to have everybody sign this. And so we presented it to him. And he smiled and, you know, how are you doing today? And took this photo from me. And he goes, I look kind of effeminate in this picture, don't I? And
it was just the way he said it.
I don't know if it was the tone of voice, the way he said it, his meaning behind it. Maybe I interpreted it wrong. It came across as kind of a, you need to buy one of my photos from that I've got on the table as opposed to having me sign this. Even though this was perfectly acceptable, this was all part of the deal, is we're paying for whatever. You buy one of their photos and they sign it for free, or you bring something up and pay for the autograph.
And we were paying for it.
Yeah, I fully intended to pay for
the autograph. We brought the picture, but we still wanted an autograph because, I mean, it won't be complete without the master.
So I had said, well, maybe a little, but your master was a little off in the film anyway. But that's why we loved him, because he was so different. Eric's wife, Elise, cracked up. Yes. She thought that was the funniest thing that she'd heard ever, I think. She started, it was one of those rolling, bubbling giggles that came from deep down in her stomach. And it burst out of her, and she started laughing. And Eric Roberts was not the same since.
Nope.
I apparently offended Eric Roberts, because he was kind of a jerk the rest of the time.
Yeah, and he didn't even want to shake him.
Did not interested in anything from that point on. And at $20 an autograph, which I didn't think was bad, really. No. I mean, I really kind of expected to pay more for him. But 20 for him, 20 for Elise, two of us, two photos, that's $80. I mean, somebody comes up to you at a convention and says, I enjoy your work, would you please sign this? And you spend $80, you'd think you'd get a little more fan interaction out of them. But not so much there. And then I did ask, as like, you know, I do a Doctor Who podcast called Traveling the Vortex. Would you mind doing a bumper? And he says, well, that'll cost you $100.
And he was drop dead serious. There was not a smile, a smirk, or even a hint of amusement in his voice looks.
Yeah, there was no joking around the man. Mm-hmm. And I kind of played it off and laughed and
just,
said,
you know, he's tired because this is his first day at the convention. Because the open tables, a lot of the open tables, which are down in the basement, everything's down in the basement, but out in the open hallways, this was their first day at the convention for autographs, Saturday.
It was Friday.
No.
Yeah. It was really? Yeah, it was first day. We did that before anything else.
This whole weekend's...
It's starting to blur together, I know. But he was there first thing in the morning. Yeah. So maybe he wasn't up yet. Maybe he hadn't had his coffee. Yeah. Maybe Eric Roberts is a very perky, fun individual. Mm-hmm. He wasn't Friday morning. So I tried to blow it off and make a joke out of it and say, well, you know, they won't approve my my budget. We're kind of a smaller podcast, and, you know, I don't think I could approve that through the guys. You know, I'd love to have it, but unfortunately I can't pay for it. And without breaking a beat, he said, well, it's $100. I was like, okay, well, thank you anyway, and have a good day the rest of your convention. And yeah, that was kind of it. It was a very sour note to start things off with.
We were kind of down.
And thank goodness that everybody else was so up. Now, again, I don't know what I was expecting, because Eric Roberts kind of has a reputation for being... I mean, for Pete's sake, he's Julia Roberts' brother, and he's showing up at a science fiction convention. I mean, there's a little bit of a thing there.
So we go upstairs.
But we go upstairs.
For the group one premiere.
Everybody's wonderful. Paul McGann is fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And funny and witty and very... And he'd made the comment, I guess it was on stage, but he in his interview process, that when somebody had asked him about the new outfit that he'd come up with, or that, you know, this will see the light of day, he said, honestly, he says, it's a bit selfish, but it's because I'm tired of the photos. And you realize there are only, you know, a dozen promotional photographs of Paul McGann as the Eighth Doctor.
In the same clothes.
In the same outfit, in the same poses, in the same backgrounds. Yeah. And that's what he signs over and over and over and over again. And so he said that's kind of where the new outfit came from. So I think he got a little bit of a tickle out of the fact that we brought him something. It's still one of those poses, but because it's a composite photo, it's a little different.
And I think that's what all of them liked, is the fact that it, and Phil really enjoyed it too, because we had him sign it. And he's like, you want me to sign this? Like, yeah, it wouldn't have been possible if it hadn't been for you.
I told Phil, and I'll reiterate this later on the podcast too, but I told Phil, I was like, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for making Doctor Who the movie possible. Because Phil put in long hours, very, very ungrateful scheduling and just dealing with a lot of crap to push forward, because this was a piece of his childhood that he believed in and wanted to bring it back. And I told him, I said, we run this podcast, we've talked about it, we think there are so many references and influences in the new series that come from Doctor Who the movie. And all these people that enjoy the new Who need to pay some respect, not only to where it came from with the established history of everything, but so much of it is from from Doctor Who the movie, and I said, I just wanted to thank you for bringing this back. This is a piece of my childhood that you brought back. I'm getting a little emotional. You know, and he seemed genuinely touched.
So we got his
It was after that he called security. But
no, we did not. Shush. So we got Paul's autograph. We got
Phil's. We got EG's.
EG's.
And we did ask. We said, so I apologize in advance, but how is your name pronounced?
Because and that's what he said.
Yeah, I said, we've looked it up online. Because I did some research. And there seems to be some different pronunciations out there. And he says, it's EG. And we said, okay.
I told him, I apologize, I said, but I will never remember how to say your name, and forgive me if I refer to you as the Asian child.
And he laughed it off. He thought that was hysterical.
And then he goes, well, that's my middle name.
Yeah. And he says he rolls with it. He just knows that's
what he's known as.
So we had a lot of fun with that. And then we went and got Daphne Ashbrooks, and she was very gracious and fun as well. And I think she also appreciated
it. Well, she really liked the photo, the fact that everybody was on there together, and that we went through all the effort of getting everybody's photo on one, or everybody's autograph on one photo. Because, I mean, it was a team effort, and the movie was awesome because of everybody together making it work.
So we flash forward to Saturday night. And this is the panel, the Doctor Who movie reunion. This is the whole cast on stage together. And we start off, and there's Phil, and there's Paul, and there's Daphne, and there's Gigi.
And no Eric Roberts.
No Eric Roberts. And the commentator makes some comment to the effect of, well, I'm sure Eric will show up. And Phil immediately says, yeah.
If you're lucky.
Hold your breath.
Don't
hold your breath, basically, was the comment. And again, Eric Roberts kind of has a reputation for that. But it was just yet another, I don't know, I took it as a slam. It felt like a personal slam that he couldn't be bothered with this. That he was more than happy to come and show up and take people's money. But he couldn't be bothered to actually deal with the fandom that went along with that, and I don't know if he needed to put in a new sunroom or what made him decide, because he's been to this thing before, so he it's not like this is new to him. He knew what to expect coming into this.
Well, and I don't understand what the problem is because he was awesome as the master. I mean.
That's the thing. People want to dog Eric Roberts for his portrayal. I thought he was really good.
He was an awesome master.
It was a different portrayal, but at the same time, it was totally in line with what we've come to expect from that character.
And I come to the realization or understanding that Eric Roberts wasn't exactly the first chosen or the particular one that was wanted for that role, but I thought that, with what he had or what he is, he was awesome in it. And, I wish he would accept the appreciation that people, have for his role in that movie. So they started taking Q&A or questions for people in the audience. And this little girl, 11, 12 years old, walks up to the mic and has a question for the panel.
She said, I'd just like to ask, is Eric Roberts too busy dressing for the occasion?
No, dressing.
Dressing.
Dressing for the occasion.
Is he too busy dressing for the occasion? The entire room, which was almost packed for that presentation.
It has been for all the Doctor Who movies.
For just about everything.
Every panel dealing with the Doctor Who movie was packed. So just about packed,
Almost 3,000 people in, I think, that room seats. Or 2,500 or something. It's a large room. Mm-hmm. And it was packed for this. And the entire room just
roared.
Just fell about roaring. Everybody on stage was very tickled and trying so hard not, to show that they were. Mm-hmm. And then, interestingly enough, Sean, who's the kind of the head guru for Galley.
Convention people.
Came out at a later time for the ceremonies or something like that, and he apologized for the fact that one of my guests wasn't at the thing, and he said, he says, the good news is that we found Eric Roberts, and apparently he would have been busy regenerating into Derek Jacobi. So It sounded like there was a little consternation among everybody in regards to this. So.
Yeah, I think it was a common feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So we apologize for people who saw the name of this update and thought they were going to get some cool thing on cosplay
or
how to make that. But we just decided that we're going to dedicate this one to Eric Roberts. And
we still love you. Well, we love your character.
We love your character.
How about that?
We're not too fond of you at the moment. So. Anyway, once again, we've rambled on a little bit longer than I thought, but hope you guys are enjoying these. For Traveling the Vortex, I'm Sean.
I'm Mel.
And good night, everybody.